Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic. Let's say hello to Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN. TD, what's up?
What's going on?
Man, just navigating through this offseason as the Titans try and figure things out. The general manager search is ongoing, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But I think I'm more interested in offensive coordinator, because that, to me, is really going to be Mike Vrabel's maybe ever most important hire, to see who takes over this offense. He has shown that he likes to stay in the family. I have pretty much said that I think it's going to be Tim Kelly. He's going to stay in-house. Mm-hmm. He brought him in last year. But do you think that that would be the right move? And do you think that Bill O'Brien maybe has a chance at all, even though that's in the family, somebody he's worked with before? How do you think he goes with the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think Tim Kelly is the likely candidate, but you mentioned Bill O'Brien. That's one. I know that they requested and interviewed Pep Hamilton in the past, you know, when Coach Art moved on to the Falcons, so that's an option as well. And then if he wants to go with one of the more innovative, like younger type of guys, I mean, you got Joe Brady. Brian Johnson would be intriguing, the Eagles QB coach, and you see how Jalen Hurts has come along and how that offense is humming. So that's something. But I think it's going to be Tim Kelly. Bill O'Brien is interesting because, as you mentioned, the past ties. But it's funny because when, you know, you ask Coach Vrabel about some of the folks that have been a heavy influence on him, he always mentions, obviously, Belichick, but Bill Cowher, and also Ron Rivera. And Bill O'Brien doesn't come into the mix as much. So I don't know how their relationship is, but I know just from hearing that worked with Bill O'Brien, he could be a little tough to work with. So I don't know how that will work out, but we'll see.
What about Mike LaFleur? He's out there now.
Yeah, I don't know that would be one. Obviously, the name familiarity is there, but remember, he hired Matt LaFleur. That was kind of like a condition, right? That was an arranged marriage, so to speak. So I don't know that there's any like direct ties or loyalty there. And I mean, the Jets, their offense wasn't exactly extravagant last year. So I don't know that I would hire him if I was Coach Vrabel.
So one thing that is, you know, on the agenda is, do you decide to bring back Ryan Tannehill? Do you think that Ryan Tannehill could return to the 2019-2020 form with the right OC hire? And do you think that he deserves that opportunity?
Yes and yes. I think this whole thing about moving on from Ryan Tannehill, I think it's unnecessary. I think he should be the quarterback. Here's the thing. I mean, are you going to package and move up to get a Bryce Young or CJ Stroud? You can, but you know, that's a lot of draft capital that you're giving up. I like both of those quarterbacks, but I mean, if I was going to make heaven and earth move to get a quarterback, I would wait till next year to get Caleb Williams. So that being said, I mean, you could be competitive with Ryan Tannehill. They've shown that they could win with Ryan Tannehill. And I think it's really just about building that supporting cast, the offensive line. Like, I don't care who's the quarterback last year. I don't think anybody could have been ultra successful. You know, you could say, hey, Joe Burrow did it behind an offensive line that was not that good. But, yeah, he had Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. That helps. You know what I mean? So I think when you have a lack of weapons and bad protection, that limits the play caller. It also limits the quarterback. So I think Ryan Tannehill, long story short, should be the guy. They can extend him to get that number down. They're going to have plenty of cap space in 2024. So just push it down the line.
We've got Teron Davenport with us from ESPN on TD. Let's stick with the offense right there. You talked about wanting to stay with Ryan Tannehill. What about the weapons around him? I got a little two-parter for you. Which guys would you keep as far as wide receivers and tight ends and offensive line? And then would you be willing to offer up a maybe one-year $5 million for Taylor Lewan if he's willing to come back?
I think it's really time to move on from Lewan. And, you know, ironically, Lewan thinks the same thing. So that lets you know there. So I don't think any number would be the one to do with Lawan, because even if you put him in as the starter, what happens if injury strikes again? You're right back to the same situation. So for me, I would say move on there. I really firmly believe that Andre Dillard is the one to go get him from the Eagles. You know that he's well coached because Jeff Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in the league. He has the first round moniker. You know, he was a 19th overall pick, or 22nd, I think it was, rather.
Yeah, 22nd.
So you got that. And then on top of that, you know, he's a young talent that you could, it's not going to break the bank, but you could go get him and bring him. He could be your left tackle for years to come. So I would go that route on a tackle position. Additionally, you get him, that allows you to have more flexibility in the draft. So, you know, if Paris Johnson Jr. is not there at 11, you know, you could go ahead and take a Quentin Johnston, who I think would help this offense immensely, right? So those are the kind of things that I would do. Robert Woods, that's the one that you got to figure out. You know, you're going to bring him back at 12. If you don't bring him back, you know, you save a good $10 million or so. So you could reinvest that. Yeah, you could reinvest that at a lower cost, right, and get a guy like a Nelson Aguilar. And, you know, a fan had slipped in my DMs on Twitter, and he mentioned Mecole Hardman. And that's a perfect match also. So there you get your speed guy. So those are a couple ways to quickly add some weapons and make things happen. So that's kind of the route I would take.
One more for you, TD. Also, what do you say to fans or people who think, you know, instead of trying to give up Ryan Tannehill and draft a QB, but try to go get a Derek Carr, who actually just announced on his Twitter today, just saying goodbye to Raiders Nation, or an Aaron Rodgers, or who knows what will happen with Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think, you know, Ryan Tannehill to Derek Carr is like going from a Nissan Maxima to a Toyota Camry. You're in the same, like, class. You know what I mean? I personally feel Tannehill's a bit better than Carr, but that's just my personal opinion. As far as Tom Brady is concerned, yeah, I mean, that's an intriguing option. Get that O-line right, though. You know, and you're going to have to really have Chig Okonkwo step up, you know what I mean, because he likes to utilize tight ends. And I think, you know, you get a Tom Brady, that'll help you, obviously. So that's something. Who was the other one you mentioned? Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Thank you, TD. Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
That's a pipe dream.
Yeah, and Derek Carr, I mean, he's going to go somewhere. He's going to be a starter, but I would say no. I'm not on board with him. Never really have.
I think the quarterback room should be Ryan Tannehill, Josh Dobbs, and Malik Willis.
I agree.
That should be your QB room, and you carry three quarterbacks.
I agree with that. The Titans, the Fowler put out there that the Titans are going to interview Chris Harris, DB coach, obviously played in the league. What do you think about that? Do you think he'd be a good fit?
Yeah, no, that would be a really good fit. I personally think Corey Raymond is the guy they should go after, who is at Florida. But, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But Chris Harris will obviously help. Yeah, that's definitely something. I didn't catch that. But they got to get more out of these corners. So I definitely believe that, you know, whoever they pick is going to be able to do that. Like I said, Corey Raymond would be my selection, though.
So, and I was going to ask you about this too, because of the assistants that were let go, even though I kind of saw a case for it, Anthony Midgett was the one that maybe surprised me the most. I kind of put him and Keith Carter in the same category of maybe it's not completely 100% fair, but the league's not fair. But what was kind of your thought on that move?
Yeah. How can I put this? All right. Look, Coach Midgett, not all of the DBs liked him. There was a little bit of a, you know, a rift from what I've been told. So I'm not going to say that surprised me. I saw him work a lot on technique and things, you know, in practice, especially during training camp. There were just some things where, like, you know, they would always be in phase, but they just didn't seem to have the knack for turning to the ball, you know, and looking for the ball. I don't know if that was, you know, with technique that they were being taught or what, but you know, that's a shortcoming. So when you have guys consistently doing that, you know, it's on both the player and the coach, and that, in my opinion, is part of the reason why they moved on. We'll see who they bring in, but, I mean, I wasn't surprised by that just because of some of the conversations I had with DBs and with other people throughout the year.
Yeah, for sure. TD, appreciate it, as always. I know you'll be on with Robbie and Rexro tomorrow at 8:30, but we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, TD.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Take care.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN. Always appreciate him joining us. Can Ryan Tannehill go back to being the 2019-2020 Ryan Tannehill with the right offensive coordinator? We'll discuss that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.